to repeat part of yesterday's Gemara in order that the flow should go well. So we're going to start again from three lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Again, the Mishnah said, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Thank you. The Mishnah said that if a guy is married to a Tanan of Hareshes, one does not part to the other. That's what all the Mishnah said. Mishnah did not offer a solution. The Mishnah just said, doing Yibam to one will not part to the other. And we don't know why, but that's what the Gemara is going to discuss at first. And that's what we talked about yesterday, but today the Gemara is going to change its mind. Make it a machlokes. Amar Rav Nachman, Ashtakti l'Rabbana Bahava l'Rabchana Chasnei. I found Rabbana Bahava and Rabchana his son-in-law. They asked me, they were sitting with Kamakvi Akvasa Meshukha Zubumpadisa. Rashi has two pshatim, either gathering Tamidim around, or were asking and answering kashas to each other. So Amri, they said, Hadit Nam Ktanim Vachareshas Enbiyas Amos Men Pateres Tarasa. That which they said, that a Ktanim Vachareshas, the Bia of one, will not part in the Tzara. Hani Mili, the Nafulay Machil Vachayach. That's only true if the husband, the one who died, was a regular person. And he holds, Ravada Bahava is saying, that a person decides between these two, which is his main wife. They're both rabbinic, but since they come from different takanas, the person has the choice of having a main wife and a secondary wife. And the yibum of the main wife would part to the secondary wife. But when a person dies, we don't know. Each one has an asset that the other one doesn't provide, and has a detriment that the other one doesn't have. And therefore, we don't know which one the guy who died considered his main wife. And Chazal seemed to leave it up to the subjective husband, individual husband, to make that decision. So therefore, we don't know. If he knew, then we would say, do Yibum to the main one, and the second one becomes released. But since we don't know, doing Yibum to one will not part to the other, she might not be the main one. And the Gemara explains what our subject is. If it's Biktana, it's because she one day will be an adult, so a person would have an affinity to her. Because ultimately, she's going to be a regular Jewish woman, adult. Because the daily about to be at this point, she offers him a better physical relationship. And therefore, he might like her more, and that would be his main wife. Avul Naflam Achim Cheresh, but if the husband himself was a Cheresh, Vadai B'Cheresh Yisnichalei, the Basbihi Basminehi. That's what they said. There for sure, the main wife is the Chareshes. She is has a better physical relationship, and B, she is a Chareshes like him, and therefore he likes her better. End of story. So according to Rabbana Bahava, if a Cheresh dies and leaves over two wives, a Tana and a Chareshes, do Yibum to the Chareshes, and the Tana is released. Because we know that the Chareshes is the main wife, and if you do Yibum to the main wife, the other one gets released. That's Rav Ada and his son-in-law's shop. V'amina lu'anon, I'm learning the next line like the Meiri. I don't know how Artur does this. V'amina lu'anon. I said, no. Afilu nafulei me'ochim cheresh, nami mesapkalei. No. There's a suffix, not the same suffix, because Rav Nachman says, I don't agree. The husband gets to choose his main wife. Drabonons are drabonons. There's no main wife, secondary wife. And therefore, even if the husband is a chareshes, we still don't know the halacha. I'll explain in a moment why. We still don't know the halacha, not because we don't know who is his main wife. Because Rav Nachman holds that it's not up to the husband to pick one of the two. And that becomes his main, and the other one becomes the secondary. We never find it anywhere else. The concept that you marry two women and you decide which one is more married to you? Then Rav Nachman dismisses that. And he says, no, whatever the reason is that they're not on the same level, and you can't do Yibam to one and Pat to the other, it makes no difference who the husband is. Because it has nothing to do with his personal likes or dislikes.
One case here, Nachman is saying that your assumption is wrong, that you cherish for sure.
That would have been the best chat in the Gemara, except then the next piece of Gemara makes no sense. That's why this morning I struggled to figure out what am I going to teach. And the only way... I understand, because that's the simple chat in the Gemara. That's why when I started, I said I'm speaking out to the Erie's chat. Because the Gemara in two lines is going to go and dismiss this business of preferable wife and say, hold them shot. And the Gemara doesn't say why it switched. And the Gemara doesn't say that anybody switched. The Gemara is just going to say, oh, say, hold them shot in the Mishnah. But what happened to the first shot?
I mean, if he would have said to Rav Nachman, he would have said it.
If Rav Nachman agrees to the picking the wife, then the next Gemara doesn't flow. By learning like the Meiri, Rav Nachman is saying, I don't agree with that shot. There is no picking of wife. Therefore, the Gemara has to come along and say a second shot. If Rav Nachman agrees to the picking of the wife, then the next Gemara is not going to flow.
Even if you say just, it was struck specifically in the case where he's a cheresh?
Yes, which means Rav Nachman is agreeing that the husbands get to pick which one is their main wife. If he agrees to that, and by the way, that would have been the simple way to learn, the problem is going to come because in two lines from now, the Gemara is going to offer a whole new pshat without a reason to offer a new pshat. What was wrong with the first pshat? But if you learn like the Meiri, the Rav Nachman is dismissing the concept of picking a wife. So now we need a new pshat.
He agrees with the concept of picking a wife. He's just not sure which you can't make.
Again, Dr. Harris, I wish I could learn like you.
I guess I'm not sure why.
You don't know yet why I can't learn like you, but in two lines from now you will know why you can't learn like you. I reviewed this Gemara just the same shot in Rav Nachman. That's the only reason I reviewed it. Is I didn't want to learn like Arsko learned and like I would have learned yesterday. Because as I was preparing, I said to myself, why did the Gemara make a 180-degree turn here? Who made the Gemara make that turn? Obviously, somebody doesn't like this chat. But we never had anybody that doesn't like the chat. So the Meiri is saying, yes, Rav Nachman is saying, I don't like this chat. I don't think a guy gets to choose his wife. But I agree with you, simple reading of the Gemara is easier your way. 100%. We'll see. Zakti Gemara. Ketzet Tekansan. So what do you do? Okay? What do you do? Meaning this kach is fair no matter which way you learn. What do you do? You have two wives. Reuven died. He left over a Tana and a Kareshes. What is Shimon supposed to do? Zakti Gemara. This is the solution. Amar Rav Chisda. Amar Rav. Kindness and Chareshes, do Yibum to the Chareshes, who may see a baguette. And the divorce her. So you did Yibum. So she's free. The Ktana Tamten at Chikagdo, Matachlitz. The Ktana should wait till she gets 12, and then do Chalitza. And then she'll get free. So if the Chareshes is your wife, you freed her by Yibum, and you freed the Ktana by the Yibum of the Chareshes. If the Ktana is your wife, you freed her by Chalitza, and you freed the Chareshes by doing Yibum, or she gets free by the Ktana's Chalitza. Doesn't make a difference.
But if in the latter case, she has to wait till she's a Gedola, right?
Right. Correct.
Right.
And she has to wait until she's a Gedola. And the reason you can't stay married to the Chareshes is if the Chalitza of the Ktana counts, you're not allowed to be married to the other wife. If you do Chalitza to one of the Yevamas, you can't marry her co-wife. So if the chalitza is the thing that counts, that means you're married to a co-wife of your chalitza. See, therefore you have to get rid of her. And you can't marry the ksana because you married the chareshes. You can't marry two co-wives either. So the only way to do it is marry the chareshes because you can't do chalitza. Divorce her. As you can do divorce to a chareshes. Now, do chalitza to the ksana. No matter what happens, they're both free. Don't
crashy. Why can't the oven do marry both and the guy marry both?
Because bias echad who bina 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 shnei batim. If Reuven dies and leaves over two wives, Shimon's only allowed to do yibam to one. We had a drasha that he's not allowed to do yibam to the second one. We had a machloikis, is it allowed? Is it chorus? But he's not allowed. Rashi. Kindness is chareches and metzia beget. The chalitza is ktana tipasul alel. Rashi is saying why you have to get rid of her, because once you do chalitza to the ktana, you're married to the co-wife of your chalitza.
Up
to this point, there's no reason for us to have switched from the pshat that a husband gets to pick his wife. This pshat works. We don't know who the main wife is. Therefore, do yibam to the chareches. If she's the main wife, everything's over. She's not the main wife, she'll go out when you do chalitza to the ktana. So you're covering your bases. I hope I'm explaining myself. Zab to Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda.
Speak up, Avram. Speak up. Yeah, no idea. Question. No?
Second. Your text from Dr. Bray. I skipped to Rashi. Which Rashi did I skip?
Kesef Tekantan?
Kesef Tekantan. I thought I did it yesterday. Then you can't stay married to the Chareshes. So be as Chareshes like Dr. Zika. Because the beer of the Chareshes did not push away the Zika, the name Einach Re'akvum. Right? Marrying the Chareshes doesn't release the Ksana. So therefore, what do you do?
Why not?
Well, up to now, it's because the Ksana might be the main wife, and a secondary wife doesn't release the main wife. Up to now, that's what you would say. Comes along the next Gemara. And I'm going to just ask for 3 minutes to explain it. Amar Rav Chisda, Shma Minok Sover Rav. Because Rav is offering this explanation, this solution in the Mishnah, must be he holds, Chareshes Knuya Mashiyeres, Kana Knuya Veina Knuya. Zakt Rav Chisda, the pshat in our Mishnah is, the Rabbanon did not make the two levels of Ktana and Chareshes to be equal rabbinic marriages. They made the Ktana a marriage of a suffix. They said, you can marry a little girl, but she's not 100%, she might be 100% your wife, and she might not be your wife at all. That's how to view her. View her as a suffix wife. That was the way they worded the takana. They worded the takana, either she is or isn't your wife. Some want to say, because since she can do miyun, so therefore automatically the takana is, she might be your wife. She might walk out and then be absolved retroactively. So therefore, the takana drabonon of ktana is, you're married to her either 100% or 0%. It's legal. That's the way to look at a marriage of Ktana. Chareshes, however, she can't walk out of the marriage. So that is not a 100% or 0%, but rather a 50% marriage. The Rabbanan made it a kinyan, but not 100% kinyan. That's how Rav understood the Mishnah. Therefore, You can't do Yibum to the Chareches and absolve the Ksana, release the Ksana, because the Chareches is only partially married. A Ksana might be 100% married. You can't do Yibum to the Ksana and release the Chareches because the Ksana might be zero married. Because that's how they made the marriage. And therefore, the Chareches is 50% married, can't be released by the Ksana's marriage. That's why the Rav understood the Mishnah. That the levels of the rabbinic takanas are different. They work differently. The Ksana was made into a suffix every time a person marries a Ksana rabbinically. He's either 100% married or zero married. And every time he marries a Chareches, he's 50% married.
That's fine until the guy dies. She can't do Mion anymore.
Why not?
He's dead already.
He doesn't make it. I threw that in of why they made the takana that way. But the bottom line is, every takana is either 100% or zero.
Even
after he dies. Now, there's why did Rav say this? What was wrong with the first shot, Dr. Harris? Why do we have to say this in Rav? Why can't we say that we don't know who is his main wife? Like we said till now. Why is the Gemara saying Rav must hold that the levels of marriage are different levels of marriage? What forced the Chizda to say, "Sava Rav, Chareches Knuya Mishieres, and Chareches is partially acquired, and Kana Knuya Veina Knuya, either all or nothing." And therefore, what you have to do is marry the Chareches, and that'll take care of her. For the 50% marriage, then do Galitza to the Ksana, which will ban the Chareches, so therefore you have to get rid of the Chareches, and the Ksana is freed by Galitza. Why did Rob switch?
What do you do with these?
You marry the Chareches, the same solution we said. Now, what was wrong with that first shot? Why did Rav Chisda come along? What?
Doesn't the Ksana go free automatically once you marry the.
No, because. Ksana, well, this chat, Ksana is, the Chareches is only 50% married. You can't free 100% married with a 50% Yibum.
What if the Chareches is Mazana?
It's only rabbinic.
What would happen to her?
Nothing. What would happen if a rabbinic woman, a rabbinic wife is Mazana? I don't know. Not Chayav Misa. Now, stop right here. Why did the Chizda have to say this pshat and Rav? Why couldn't he stick to yesterday's pshat that the husband decided who was his main wife? And the Gemara gives no reason of why we switched from that pshat, and Rav Chizda comes up with a whole new pshat, a totally new pshat, that the institution of marriage with a Ksana and the institution of marriage of Chareches works totally different. Why did he have to say that?
To say we don't pick.
What?
To say we don't pick.
Because it must be he doesn't agree to the first shot. Now, where did, if you learn the way I explained to Nachman, if Nachman came along and said, no, you don't get to pick your wife. Remember, I learned that way in Rav Nachman, and you asked me, why am I doing that? What's wrong with leaving Rav Nachman alone and just saying that we don't know who his main wife is? I told you, because two lines from now, we're going to run into a problem. There's no reason for Rav Chisda to say this new pshat. Leave it as is. The answer is Rav Nachman rejected that pshat. And because Rav Nachman rejected that pshat, we need a new pshat. That's why I explained the Gemara like the Miri. Because yesterday when I went home and I was struggling with this, how am I going to explain the Gemara switch? With no reason to switch. What's wrong in saying, Rav holds, you get to pick your wife, and we don't know which one you picked, so one doesn't pop to the other? Why do you have to say that the institution of marriage of Chareches and Ksana are different levels of marriage? Why did he have to say that? But if you learn like the Miri, that Rav Nachman came along and rejected the concept of picking your wife, you don't get to pick your main wife. so that you need a new pshat. Why does one not help for the other? They're both rabbinic. And Rav Nachman doesn't like the pshat that a husband gets to pick his wife.
And that would be easy to say. Why doesn't he just say that?
What?
Why doesn't he just say that? He could have found a lot easier ways of Nachman to say that he doesn't like that.
Again, Dr. Harris, I wish I could learn like you. Life would be a lot less complicated. So what am I supposed to do that Chizda comes along and says a whole new shot in Rav, based on the fact that Rav said one doesn't absolve the other, and what you should do, why not leave it alone that we don't know who the main wife is? What was wrong with that shot that Rav has to come up with a new one? So when I had to decide how to teach the Gemara, I felt that that was the only way I could make sense of it. That obviously somebody rejected that first shot. And therefore, Rav Chisda had to come along and tell you a second shot. That the difference is not in the husband's choice, but the difference is in how Chazal instituted the two marriages of Ketana and Chareshes. They're not the same level. One is either complete or nothing, and one is 50%.
It's out of the question of why not just ask the ladies, too.
Well, I don't know if you can ever ask the ladies. They all both think they're the main wife. Everybody thinks they're their parents' favorite. Every child will tell you, I'm my mother's favorite. Either that or they say my father and mother hate me. One of the two.
That was
an obvious thing.
By Chana and
Pnina?
Okay.
Again, I can't answer the question. But anyway, Rav Nachman is, if we learn my way, and it's not my way, it's the Miri's way, so Rav Nachman is rejecting the concept of a husband picking his wife. So then we need a noob shot. So Rav Chisda is giving us Rav's noob shot. And that is that the institution of marriage of Chana and the institution of marriage of Chareshes were made on different levels. One is either 100 and nothing. It can't be just 100, because then that would be the main wife. It's either 100 or nothing, and one is 50. By the way, I said 50, it could be 70. I just picked a fraction. Gemara says, acquired, but not completely. And the other one is either acquired or not acquired. Rashi. Chareshes knuya b'mitzvah mushiyaris. Ktana safik knuya kula, safik einik knuya klau. Either 100% or 0. So Rashi, the b'shteim knuya mushiyaris lekelamimar. You can't say they're both 50%. The mamastis is shemina law that we know from the Mishnah can't be. Dim kain tifter chadim b'biyat chaverta. So why can't one release the other? U'shteim safik nami lekelamimar. And you can't say that they're both doubtful, either 100% or nothing. The Mishnah says, if the Yabam lives with the... is it the next Mishnah? Yeah. That the Yabam lives with the Ketana, and then lives with the Chareshes, he can't stay married to the Ketana. If they're both doubtful, why can't he stay married to the first one? Rashi's explaining, why can't they both be suffix 100, suffix 0? And therefore, doing yibum to one won't free the other. Because if you do yibum to the chareshes, she might be 100, but she might be 0, and the ketana might be 100. Right, each one, that would be a good shot. They're both the same level marriages, which means they're both viewed as doubtful marriages, either 100 or 0. Do yibum to one, doesn't pop to the other, because one might be 100, that would be okay, but one might be 0. And you did the yibum to the 0, it's not yibum. And therefore, you have to do yibum to the other. But then the halacha would be, if you went and did yibum to the second one, it wouldn't pass on the first one. Let me explain. Let me take this slow. Ruben Gai, leftover Ketana and Chareshes. If you would entertain the possibility that Ruben is either married to the Ketana 100% or 0, which in Chiresh is 100% or zero. And then Shimon went and did Dibum to the Ketana. So the Chiresh is not putter, because the Ketana might be married zero. And if the Ketana is married zero, it's not a Yibum. Reshes might be married 100. So therefore, it doesn't patra. And if you did Yibum to the Chiresh, it doesn't patra the Ketana. Because the Chiresh might be zero. And the Ketana might be 100, because each one is a suffix.
So why can't you just say that he's just talking about the case where we don't know, and that's the only, that he just gives you the solution to that case? Why can't
you have
say
a bigger
that?
Problem?
It's not a, meaning what? No, if it's zero, it's not Eish Yisrach.
Why not?
He never was married to her, it was zero. Dr. Harris, your problem is my problem. Obviously.
That's not a problem to me. Why is it not a problem to me? I see that he doesn't know, since we don't know, we're back in the, you can't make it something just because he's a Chareshis, he's a Chareshis, and she's a Chareshis. So he's Vada, you know, that's where, and therefore you have a
Dr. Story. Harris.
Since we don't know, So now, the concept still exists, but in this case we don't know. So now, Rav Chisda is giving you an etzah of how to look at how to solve. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
The Gemara just said that.
But then the Gemara came along and said a different shot.
What do you mean? Rav gave an explanation of what you do in the case where you don't know.
No, but then Amar Rav Chisda, then came Rav Chisda, and he said, from Rav, you see that the levels of marriage are different. Amar of Chisda, three lines at the bottom.
Yeah.
Shema Mina. Tzavar Rav, Chiresh is Kluya Meshugreret Meshiheres, Ketana Kluya Veina Kluya. Why? Why is it a Rai from Rav? Why isn't Dr. Harris right? We don't know who his main wife is. Why is Rav Chisda saying this? And he's being mechadesh, and trust me, it's a hard arm coming along based on this. He's being mechadesh, just want a half marriage, want either all or nothing. Leave things alone. Stick to Dr. Harris's shot. That's exactly the problem. I agree with you. Must mean that the Gemara rejected the first shot. If not, why is Rav Chisda saying this? That's why I learned that Rav Nachman was rejecting the shot. Because if not, what was wrong? Why make a new concept of half marriages, all or nothing? Leave things alone. You're married to both. One's the main, one's not the main. And we don't know.
Therefore, so then what's the solution? Without this
nuclear,
we don't know what to do. We're stuck. We don't know what to do. So what's the solution? So he's telling
you
what the solution is.
Again, I wish I could learn your way. But then trust me, I would have a much easier time if the Gemara said that shot in what the Gemara is going to do now for the next summer. But came along from Chizd and he said, oh, from Rav, you see, a whole new concept. Partial marriage, all or nothing. Why did he have to say that? I agree with you. That's my problem. That's my problem. Must be, for some reason, the Gemara doesn't want to entertain that anymore. Now, where did the Gemara say anything was wrong with it? So I looked around, and I found a Miri that says Rav Nachman rejected it. That's why, when I learned Rav Nachman, I learned it that way. Because I knew I was going to get here, and you're going to ask your question, and I won't have an answer for you. So obviously the Gemara is not happy with the first shot. But the Gemara never said it. That's why I learned like I learned. I don't see any other way. Again, I couldn't find any explanation of why Rav Chisda comes along and makes up this whole new thing, again, in Rav. Partial marriage, all or nothing marriage. What was wrong until now? Must mean that the Gemara wasn't happy with the first shot. Where do you see that? That's what made me learn Rav Nachman that way. In order that I can explain the Gemara of why the Gemara all of a sudden comes up with a whole new concept. Now, let me explain what Rashi is going to say here. What would happen if they were both suffering marriages? Chareshes might be 100 or 0, and Kana might be 100 or 0. So what would happen is as follows. You do Yibum, let's pick one, Chareshes. It might be 100% Yibum, it might be 0 Yibum, because you might have been married to your brother, because it's 100 or 0. 0 means it wasn't a marriage. So Reuven married a Chareshes, either he's married to her 100%, or he's married to her 0%. He married a Ktana, either he's married to the Ktana 100% or 0%, but they're not the same. Because I'll set each one is a suffix 100 or 0. He does Yibum to the Chareshes, so we say, okay, if he was married 100%, then the Ktana is free to go. He did Yibum. If he's married 0%, he didn't do Yibum. One can't. You're not allowed to do Yibum to two. And they both might be married 100%. Maybe. Terence says, do Chalitza to the Ktana. It would be wonderful. Yibum to the Chareshes, Chalitza to the Ktana. Why did we have to make up 50%? Say they're both 100 or 0. You do Yibum to one, you don't know if it's 100 or 0.
Now it's 100.
It's not Yibum 100. He's married to her 100, but it might not have been his brother's wife.
Okay.
And then do Chalitza to the other. The problem is, the Mishnah says later on that if Shimon went and did Yibum to the Chareshes and to the Ktana, he can't stay married to the Chareshes. So the Mishnah says in the next Mishnah, he's not supposed to do Yibum to both. He went ahead and did Yibum to both. So we say to him, you got to get rid of both of your wives. Now, if it's 100 or 0, so then when he does Yibum to the Chareshes, if it was 100, this is his wife. So the fact that he lived with the other one shouldn't ban him for this one. Why should he become usher? He did Yibum, the other one's free. He shouldn't have lived with her. But now that he lived, why did it affect his wife? And if she was 0, then for sure you're allowed to be married to her. She wasn't your brother's wife. So you can stay married to her. Why does the Mishnah say that if you live with both, the first one becomes usher? Why does the Mishnah say that? Why do they both become usher? If it's 100%, you did Yibum. The other one goes free. And if you live with the second one, it doesn't affect the first one. If it's 0%, then you married this one. She's not your brother's wife. So if you did marry the other one, why is the first one out?
Well, if they're both 100%, then Zachosuku Kasa.
I'm sorry? Rabbi, you want to try me again?
I'm saying if they both 100%, then it would be a Chosuku Kaso.
No, it's not. You did Yibum. The Zeke is gone. You married the second one illegally. So get rid of her. Why are you getting rid of the first one?
I mean she gets potter for Al-Zara. Okay.
Zakrashi, so you see from there that it's not both 100 or 0. Obviously, one is 50. And therefore, since one is 50, it's partial. Partial yes, partial not. Therefore, they get banned. Because if it were 100 or 0, the first one would never become usher. But since it's 50, so the 50 messes up the whole thing. And Rashi will explain. That's what we're going
to do. By the time he gets around to marrying the katana, she might have grown up.
He can, listen, he can do Yibum to a katana.
Yes, but if he doesn't get around to it till she's a gdola,
yeah.
Is that same thing?
No.
In other words, according to one man, Omar, she's married me to a rice.
No, she's not. Not if her husband's dead.
Even if they only see.
Her husband's dead.
She's a widow.
They can't be in the rights if he's dead.
According to my number, it said that she doesn't have to have beer to be a kiddush in the rights of when she's a gdola.
But the husband's alive.
So when the husband's dead, she has not become an amana de rights.
How can she become an amana de rights if the husband was never around? He has to be around. Can't be married to a dead person.
What if he does? She's an amana. As she's a tana, she's an amana, right?
Correct.
And then she
How can it be? Let's go back. How does that work? That the marriage automatically turns into deraisa?
Either she turned 13, 12.
How does that make it a deraisa?
Automatically or?
Stop right there. How does it work automatically?
I thought one man the Omar said.
Again, how does that work?
She reaches back.
How does she become married? Who did the marriage? The answer is, it was done out tonight. The guy made a marriage and said, when you turn 12, retroactively you'll be married to Raisa. But if he's not around, that retroactive can't kick in.
Why does it have to be retroactive?
Where is the Kedushin? Doesn't have to be retroactive. Where is the Kedushin? When does the Kedushin work?
I thought it just meant automatically.
Well, what does automatic mean? It can't just all of a sudden when Hashemayim fly down? Where is the Kedushin?
I don't know. How does Mando Omar hold that?
Because if a guy says to a woman, here's $100 and be married to me in 2 years. So the Kedushin kicks in 2 years. Okay. If he were to die during those 2 years, the Kedushin would not kick in. He's not alive. You can't become a Kodeshus to a dead person.
Is she an Almana of any sort?
Rabbinically.
She remains an Almana.
Rabbinically. You can't be married to a dead person. The Kedushin has to kick in. So that man Yomer is saying, giving her money when she's 9 is saying that I will marry you biblically at 12. So they both have to be alive at 12. If not, he can't marry her at 12. Okay, so it's 100 or nothing. Right? So now he meant and does Yibum to the Chareshes, which is 100 or nothing. If you learn that both are 100 or nothing.
If it's 50,
what?
If it's 50, the Chareshes is only 50.
Right. Yeah.
Can he stay married to the katana?
Okay, so that's a good question. That's going to be a question. Why not? The Mishnah says not. And the question is, why not? Manushek, if she was 100, then the Chareshes is 3. So why does living with the Chareshes affect her? If she's 0, he married her. So why does he get rid of her? That's going to be a question. Yes, we'll have to deal with that. But the other way, he does Yibum to the Chareshes, and then he does Yibum to the Ktana. Right? If the Chareshes is only 50%, and then he did to the Ktana, who might be 100%, he did a better Yibum, it answers the first one.
The other way?
So then it wouldn't affect the Chareshes, but since we don't know, he can't stay married to the Chareshes. And he can't stay married to the Ktana because he did a 50% Yibum. There's no room to do Yibum. But your way is Akashver. If he did Yibum to the Ktana first, then the Chareshes shouldn't affect the Ktana. That's going to be Rashi's going to talk about that. And let's go back to this Rashi. Zamt Rashi. Again, the bottom Rashi on Kuf Yunabad Beis. Chareshes Kluya B'Mikdis and Mushuyaris. Ktana Sufik Kluya Kula. Savigayna Kriya Klal. She's either 100 or 0. The Trashi, the Mishneim, Ketuyas Mishiyaris Lekel Meimar. You can't say they're both 50%, because then they would be the same level. The Masis and Shemina Lodim can't tip to cause them to be as Chaverta. Then one would absolve the other. One would free the other. Ushteim Savig Nami Lekel Meimar. You can't say they're both 100 or nothing. But the Ketuyas Savig the Masis and Bo Yom Malaktana because of Bo Lacharetches Pasul Taktana. You married one and then the other, you can't stay married to either. Bo yom al chareshes uchazim bo lantana, pasul is chareshes. Rabbi Ishtayim Safik, kamayis tetesim gavei, mimonoshech, why can't he stay married to the first one? Nachroinu loy pasla alei. The second one shouldn't pasul the first one. Why? Nimshtayim kluyas, if both were 100%, ein achroinu peselus rishayna. He did give him to the first one. So why should the second one affect him? They not going to be a klum. He did be a, he did Yibum. The fact that he lives with the second one doesn't ban the first one. Vimzu, Mizu ain't a Kluya. If they're both 100-0, ain't in Tzarezu Mizu. Then they're not co-wives. If one of them is a zero, then they're not co-wives. Why can't he stay married to the first one? Alachad the Kluya Mishieres, one must be partially married. The Chad the Suffolk, one must be a Suffolk. Why? Very. But the Rav Sheminan, the Chareshi see Akluyav HaMashiyaris, Uktana Suffolk. And from Rav you see that it's the Chareshi that's the 50% and the Ktana that's 100 or 0. And we'll see why we say that in a moment. Dil Mektana Knuyav Mishavachi Teitz HaChareshi's Beget. Dil Mektana Knuyav HiLegamri. Badiva Mechareshi. Therefore, when you did Yibum to the Chareshes, and then now you're going to go do Chalitza to the Ktana, the Chalitza might have been 100% wife, and the Chalitza will bear the 50% wife. So therefore, you have to get rid of Pasla Chalitza Salai. Meaning like this. If the Ktana were the 50% wife, and the Chareshes were either 100 or 0, you should be able to do Yibum to the Chareshes and stay married to her. Because if it's 100%, who cares what you do to the Ktana afterwards? And if it's 0%, it wasn't your brother's wife. For sure you can stay married to her. Why does the Mishnah say, why does Rav say, you do Yibum to the Chareshes and get rid of her because you're doing Chalitza to the Ktana? Why? If the Chareshes is 100%, the Yibum to the Chalitza to the Ktana is 0. Not necessary. If the Chareshes is 0%, then you married her. It's not your brother's wife. So the Chalitza the Ktana doesn't affect her. But Rav said you got to get rid of the Chareshes. Must be. Chareshes is 50%. And the Chalitza of the Ktana might be 100%. 100% Chalitza bans the co-wife, the Chareshes.
But what if 0%? The Ktana is 0%.
So then you didn't need anything, but we don't know. So you can't stay married to the Chareshes. You're right. If we knew the Ktana was 0%, then we don't care what you do to the Ktana. But it might be 100%. But if Chareshes is 100%, I don't care what the Ktana is. No, it has to do with how Chazal made these marriages.
I'm saying if you do Yibum to somebody who's 0 or 100, either you're doing the Mrs. Yibum or you're marrying her.
Correct.
So maybe you're
you would have to know that. You're right. You would have to know that. You can't marry a woman if you don't think you're marrying her. You would have to know it. You're right.
Maybe that's why that's the issue.
We're assuming that everybody knows the halacha, what's happening here. Again, we've just introduced a whole new concept called a partial rabbinic marriage. The Rabbanan made a partial marriage and said you can go ahead and marry her partially. And by Tana, they said, we'll let you marry her. Either it is or it isn't a marriage. That's how Rav is explaining our Mishnah. And going back to what I started today and finishing today, is that if we were to learn yesterday's pshat, this would be totally unnecessary. He gets to decide who his main wife is, and since we don't know, He has to do Yibam to one and get rid of her, and then do Chalitza to the other. But the Gemara rejected that. That's why I learned to Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman rejected that pshat. If not, what was wrong with that pshat? Why are we making up these new levels of marriages?
This 0% of a Tana is based on meal.
I just read it.
Sorry?
Forget about that. Delete that. It's based on the way Chazal structured the marriage of a Tana. She didn't do meal. So therefore I delete what I said. I only threw it in as an extra if it's going to confuse people. Throw it away. So take it out. Delete it. Push the delete button.
How is she 100% married or 0%?
That's how Chazal instituted the marriage. Why they did it, I have no idea.
So in other words, it's a suffix marriage.
Correct.
That's all there is to it.
Right.
Does this put a question on the case where it's two Katanim that he's married to?
No, because in there, the institution is either both 100 or both 0.
It's the institution or it's...
It's the institution. It's not subjective.
It's not up to the individual.
No. Either all Katanas are zeros or all Katanas are hundreds. All Chareshises are 50. If he would say the opposite way, that the Chareshes is either 100 or 0, and the Ktana is 50%, Chareshes are my kindness and Metzia beget. Why do you have to get rid of her? Stick with her. If she's 100%, then you did Yibum, and the Ktana is nothing. Because we don't care. And if she's nothing, then you married her. So therefore, it's a raya, the Rav holds that the Ketana is the suffix and the Chareshes is the 50%. So therefore, do Yibum to the Chareshes, get rid of her because of the Chalitza of the Ketana. Rashi, Haknuyahi, Vesuleka Zika Basraisa, there's no Zika on the second one. Nachos Baalmahi, Vesuleka Zika Basraisa, there's no Zika on the second one. Nachos Baalmahi,
then you have to do a chalitza when she becomes a
gadol. Right. Then he's done. But he can't be married to either one of the two. Fine. We will continue with Shem tomorrow. This on the phone. But he should have a clear mind for tomorrow's tomorrow. Thank you. Safe travel. You.